It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like all of Zeus astray?
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we are in the midst of a music and prayer gathering in Austin, Texas. My throat's a little bit raspy today because I've been lifting my voice to pray and probably straining my voice. But anyhow, we're going to be... We're going to be playing a portion of our gathering, and this is Leland is leading the worship. I'm doing some praying, but mainly it's young preachers that are ministering, young high school and college age students, and they are gathering in Austin, Texas, to proclaim a revival in America, another spiritual awakening, sharing some incredible testimonies, preaching a little bit, and it's quite amazing what God is doing. So, Father, we just pray the will of God be done on this Tuesday here on VPN Radio, this 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. And we are so thankful to be able to be here on this Tuesday. We pray the will of God be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and we just pray your will, plan, and purpose be accomplished here on this Tuesday. Open our spiritual ears that we may hear. Open our spiritual eyes that we may see. Open our heart that we might receive. We pray for the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering going on through tonight at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. We pray you'll anoint the service tonight. And we pray that, Lord, that you would anoint, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint this broadcast today here on BPN Radio. And we are believing for a major change in cities all across America. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding and directing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'm just here with some good news today. The good news is you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can sow where God says you can sow. And you can reap where God says you can reap. You can preach where God says you can preach. And you can do business where God says you can do business. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. So there is a worldwide call for young preachers to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And if there's anything that we have lacking, that is lacking in our nation, is preachers. And so many young people going into business, going into law, going into international studies, in medicine. All those things are very good, very good, very good. But we need some preachers, some young men, some young ladies who will come and preach the gospel and declare the word of the Lord. Would you help me pray right now? Father, in Jesus' name, here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday, we call for young preachers, young men, young ladies who will come out of obscurity and preach to their generation, 11th hour workers who will proclaim the good news to their generation. And we trust you for it. We believe you for it. We set ourselves in agreement for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So about a year and a half ago, my spiritual grandson Leland is a four-time Grammy nominee. He and I hosted a preaching competition for young people between the ages of 15 and 22, high school, college age students, and the response was fantastic. And some great preachers have already come out of that, and we have one young preacher who is ministering at Second Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. We have one young lady, Egypt Ali, who is traveling all across America. We have another young man, Brandon Baumgarten, who has ministered over 200 times the past years, ministering a lot in high schools across the state of Oklahoma and other places. We have a young man, Dustin Smith, who is the youth pastor, one of the largest churches in America. And we have a 16-year-old that's going to be sharing in just a moment from last night's meeting. Her name is Lauren Meyer. So we're just going to take you into the service of last night. Leland ministering in song. We're sharing some testimonies. I know you're going to be blessed as we set our hearts on young people today. And so thankful that you're listening. Okay, here's some live music and testimonies from Jubilee Christian Center. Austin, Texas.
You've done so much, Lord. By this I know you love me. That while I was still a sinner, you came and died for me. You came and died for me. You rescued me. When I was far away, oh, when I was deep in sin, Lord, you never lost side of my destiny. You are always speaking the truth over me. And I took my inheritance and I wasted it on the world. And I ran away from home. Teaching me to love love. You're teaching us to love, just like you first loved us, just like you, Father, just like you, Father. You're teaching us to love. You're teaching us to love, just like you first loved us, just like you, Father, just like you, Father. Oh, I was never meant to carry the burden of unforgiveness. I was never meant to carry the burden of offense. No, no, no.
Love you tonight. Come on, let's express our love. Our love to Him who first loved us. We're so thankful and grateful tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for that love that cast all fear. Lord, we just I just speak peace. I pray peace over those tonight which have no peace. Lord, we know that you are the Prince of Peace. We are so thankful and grateful tonight. We are so thankful and grateful tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, just let Him speak peace to your spirit right now. For those that are in that troubled spot, that troubled territory of your life, just let Him minister peace to you tonight. Would you do it? Lord, we just receive your peace tonight. That peace which passes all understanding. So thankful, so grateful. Hallelujah. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. Come here, Lauren, just a moment. Come on up here. You can be seated for a moment. Here's a young lady that's played a vital role in the Young Preachers. And a wonderful young lady. Just share a little bit about what's on your heart tonight, Lauren. Oh, you what now? You have some notes. Okay, all right. Hallelujah. Bring your notes. You wanna stand over there? Okay.
All right, hi guys. God put something on my heart, and it was about comfort zones. He's like, Lauren, I want you to write a spoken word about this and share it with people. So a couple months ago, I wrote it and I shared it with my church. But it's kind of funny because I wrote it originally to share it with other people. But I think God spoke to me more than other people through it. Because see, comfort zones, there's something that is really hard, especially for me in my life. As I'm saying this, don't think I'm some person that's super bold and has an easy time stepping out. Because that's not the case. And it's hard sometimes because one thing I've learned is the more spirit-led we get in our life, a lot of times the more spirit will call us out beyond the borders of our comfort zone. And he'll say, go here and like step out of what your norms are. And that's something that I know is really hard for a lot of us to do. But I encourage you guys today, if God's calling you to go somewhere out of your comfort zone, that somewhere you're not used to going, listen to the Spirit's voice, because I'm telling you, one yes to God can lead to a life change. By the way, spoken word, in case you guys don't know, it's something, it's not like a traditional message. It's more poetic and urban, and it kind of has like a rhyme scheme to it. So here it is. Comfort zones. It's our place we run to when we know to step out is right, but see circumstances plight isn't ideally what we'd like it to be. See, it's simple, nice, and easy to live in this place of complacency, but if you look and see, satisfaction's not what it really brings. First, let's familiarize ourselves with this zone. It's a place many of us today call home. It's a place which our desires and our will for our life begin to override what Jesus has planned for us. See, in fact, the most comfortable place we could be in a situation is when we are the ones in control, not faith in. We let our own desires to live in ease take precedence over our call to step out and be bold for the kingdom of God. We say things like, stepping out's not really for me, it's somebody else's job. But see, if everyone said that, if everyone stepped back, how could anything get done? How could anyone come to know God? In fact, this is a problem more than just being comfy. Comfort itself's not what it's about. It's the fact that we aren't living our call and we're not stepping out. Living our comfort souls can dull our sense of mission and make us forget why we were made. The Great Commission. Now, I know of a man in the Bible who put his comforts ahead of being a disciple, and his title was that of the rich man. He went up to Jesus and asked, "What can I do to inherit eternal life?" But see, Jesus' reply was not what he wanted to hear. "Sell all you have and give it to the poor. Your treasure will be in heaven if you just come follow me." Now, this was said to the man's dismay as he slowly walked away. You see, he found his comfort in his wealth. So we think how silly to turn down such an offer, but the truth is we do this quite frequently. Instead of putting our whole lives upon the altar, we only put the part that doesn't interfere with me. See, Jesus, he wasn't half-hearted on Calvary's cross. He died a brutal death, and he did it all for us. He was beaten, he was flogged, and when people saw him, they were appalled, because he barely even resembled a human. Now, the Son of God, who deserved to be upon a throne, sacrificed everything for us. How much more should we, who rightly deserve to be thrown into the pits of hell, sacrifice our desires and the things we prefer for a purpose that is higher and one that brings eternal life? Let's take a second and pause, put this train of thought on a halt. Imagine with me, if you will, that you are a scientist. In your lab, you design this little pill that cures everything wrong to man, all cancers, pains, and disease. But see, you hide this pill away because it's so unbelievable, people might just think you're insane. Now think, isn't it cruel, even a bit morbid, to let people continue to die every day, live their lives in constant pain, merely because you are afraid to go out of your comfort zone and show the world this thing? Now see, we are scientists, and this pill doesn't exist. Because see, our science is Christianity, and our pill is Jesus. We have the gospel, the cure, the good news, but when we aren't getting uncomfortable and showing others this truth, they will perish and they will die, because they never even knew they could have eternal life. See, to know this Jesus is more than just a privilege. It's the human right. It's more than just about religion. People need to know Christ, and despite if that might mean going out of our norm to see lives transformed, this is our call, and it's mere cruelty to just stand by, watch people die, merely because you lack the courage to say, refuse to get a little uncomfortable and proclaim that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
I believe what you're saying. Lauren, would you pray for your generation? You know, the Holy Spirit gave me a prophetic word, and it was even printed in Christmas magazine that there's an awakening coming to this nation like we've never seen before. But the Holy Spirit said, "I'm not going to do it without the youth generation. I'm not going to do it without your generation, Lauren. But when I look at you, I have hope for this nation." So would you pray?
All right. Thank you, Jesus, so much for this day, for this wonderful gathering where these young preachers can all get together and share your word. Lord, I pray so much for this generation, God. I think, God, this is a lost generation, people who aren't looking towards you, God. But I pray that it'll change. You'll raise up people that believe in you and love you, God. And you'll help us all to step out of our comfort zones, be bold, and show other people who you are, Lord, so that that lives can get changed, Lord. I pray for revival within this generation, God. We're lost and we're falling apart, Lord. And you're the only one who can save us and change us, God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will just change this generation, God, through raising up young people, God. I thank you, God, that you're raising up young people all across the world, God. And we are going to step out and be bold, Lord, and show other people, God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I bless you tonight. And your boldness and your love for Jesus and your passion for the Lord. And when I look at you, I know that God is at work in this nation. And, you know, she is the first young lady that ever said to me, "Can I preach? Would you let me preach?" And so she has that passion to preach. I'm glad you haven't lost it. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Lauren Meyer, would you? Father, we just pray for the girl from Tulsa, Oklahoma, this 16-year-old, that you would bless her and anoint her and the preaching anointing that is upon her life. Somebody pray for Lauren right now. Just reach out your hand and pray for her ministry, for her life, and for her guidance and direction in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless Lauren Meyer. Can we do it? Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you're here. God bless you. I want, where's Andrew at? Where's Andrew? Is he here? Andrew, bring your sister with you. I want Aaron to pray, then I want Andrew to share a little bit. Andrew, I've known him most all of his life. And Andrew was a quarterback in high school in New Mexico. And as a quarterback, he never lost a game. His team won 3 consecutive state championships in the state of New Mexico. He was chosen, voted the player of the year in football in New Mexico in high school. He was also voted the player of the year in baseball. And an incredible athlete. And he's now in college in Phoenix. And, you know, he had a great, great opportunity in sports and athletics. But he has this passion to preach, to work for God, to use his energies, to lay aside his sports opportunities. And I just want him, this is the only opportunity they're going to get to be with us tonight. His mom has worked with Gene and I for many years, and his dad was an elder there in Roslyn, New Mexico. And Aaron, she goes to college, and she's going to be a zoologist. Work in the zoos, right? And what a wonderful young lady. You want to just say a prayer? Why don't you pray for your brother? And he's going to share a little bit tonight. You want to do that?
All right, please. All right. Dearly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us, God. And I just pray for my brother Andrew, God. I just pray that he speaks your word, God. And I just pray that hearts will be changed and that he will preach your words, God. And I just pray that your fire will fill his heart and that his words will spread a fire throughout this church and throughout Texas and spread its way back to New Mexico, to my hometown, God. And I just pray that his words will also spread his words when he goes back to Phoenix, God. And I just pray that that college will be changed and everything that he does is changed when he goes out to outreach, God. And I just pray that they will see the light in his eyes and that they will see you. They will find peace when they're around him, God. They will want to be around him to feel your presence, God. And I pray that he will change lives and anyone he ever goes to, anything he touches. And I just pray that his life will be changed, God. And I just pray that you'll keep that fire that's in his heart right now, God. And thank you for this day that you've given us, God. And I just bless my little brother. Just amen.
Thank you. Well, about a week ago, Pastor asked me to come up and share. And, you know, in a heartbeat, I said yes, but... You know, just like my personality-wise, you know, I've always been, like, pretty quiet, pretty reserved, you know, not much of a speaker. But lately I just felt like God's been burning this passion inside of me, you know. So, like, this past week, you know, I was just like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? And I kind of had something planned out. And, you know, as we were worshiping, you know, it just went a whole totally different direction. And, you know, as Leland sang that song, you know, your perfect love casts out all fear. You know, it just really hit me hard. You know, I started to think, you know, what is perfect love? You know, we sing songs like this in church all the time about perfect love. You know, what are we talking about? And, you know, as I was worshiping, you know, just the first thing I saw, you know, I just saw a picture of Jesus. You know, I just saw a picture of Jesus, you know, bleeding and, you know, being whipped. You know, because that's what perfect love is. That... Jesus is perfect love, and he came for us, you know, in our sins. You know, God, he sent Jesus here for us. And sometimes, you know, we come to church, and, you know, we're just kind of coming here just to be attentive, you know, just come here and just have, you know, our attendance sheet marked down. But Jesus is much more than that. And I feel like sometimes, you know, we just come, we're just trying to be complacent, you know, but Jesus desires a relationship with us, guys. Guys, Jesus is ready for a revival, and we're the generation to do it. Every single preacher here, we are called. We are all called.
Thank you.
We're all called to go out and make disciples of all nations.
Yes,
you know, in America, you know, Scotland, you know, everywhere. And that's what Jesus has been laying on my heart. You know, I went to Desperation Camp in Colorado Springs about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it was just so incredible, you know, to be gathered, you know, with 5,000 people. You know, 5,000 young people all gathered, you know, in the name of Christ, you know, just people burning, you know, just when there was one time John Bevere up there and he was like, you know, whoever wants some of Jesus, you know, just run to the front. You know, kids just started, you know, running, get on their seats, just plowing everyone, just getting to the front. You know, I've never seen something so incredible as that. You know, that really just struck me hard that this generation is on fire. This generation wants to be the one that takes America back to what it used to be. We want to be on fire for God. And sometimes we can come to all these conferences, we can do all these things, and sometimes that fire goes out. You know, we get happy, you know, for 5 days. Yeah, you know, oh, that feels so good. You know, God's doing great things. And then the fire goes out, and revival goes nowhere. But if you want to have true revival, we have to have people burning for Jesus, going out into every city, you know, not letting life get in the way. That's what God has called us to do, is to send us out and just be Jesus to everyone. And that's when we'll see revival. So I just want to pray, you know, just over our nation, you know, over the different nations of the world. And, you know, I believe that this generation is called to go out and be the ones to get the revival, because I've seen it that our hearts are burning and we just need that fire to just spread. And that's what will make America great again. Not any politician, not Donald Trump, not anyone else, you know. Just Jesus will make America great again. The people turning back to the church will make America great again. So I'm just going to pray for revival.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for just letting us gather here, God. We just thank you for just what a work you're doing in our lives, God. Lord, we just thank you for the many blessings you pour out on us on a daily basis, God. We pray right now, Lord, for revival in our nation, God, revival in America, Lord. We want to be the nation that goes straight towards you, runs straight after you, God, and the world will be like, what's going on in America? You know, why is the prosperity going up? You know, why are all these people, you know, just being so happy with their lives, God? It's because of you, Lord. It's because of Jesus, God. So we pray that you would just start right here, God, in Austin, Texas, Lord, that you will send out these different young preachers, Lord, to their cities, to their nations, God. And you would just let them burn, Lord, for you. And you would just let others see that. And they want that, God. They want that burning fire that you've put in them, God. Lord, we just thank you for Pastor Dell, God. I just thank you for just what a great blessing has been in my life, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for just what a great spiritual grandfather he's been to me, God. I just pray to continue to just pour out blessings over him, God. And God, we just pray for revival right now, Lord. Our hearts are getting stirred, God, and we're ready. We're ready to go and start revival, God. I just pray you would just let this fire burn in our hearts, God. Burn, Lord, and just not let it quicken, Lord. That you would just continue, just let us pursue you with everything we have, God. And that you would just continue, just let us just drive towards Jesus, God. Because he's the answer in every problem we face, God. Whether it be personally, God, or in a nation, God. You are the answer, God. And we have a nation that's just drawn away from that, God. We've spit in the face of Jesus, Lord. We've not let him become Lord over the nation like he should, God. So we pray you would just lift him up, God.
Yes.
Lift us up as a nation, Lord, and just let us get back on the right track, Lord, and just Let a revival sweep, Lord, to where everyone is just worshiping the name of Jesus, God, just like it will be in heaven. So we just pray that you would continue to just do a work in us, God, and just not let this fire stop here, Lord, but you would just continually burn, Lord. Burn our hearts for you, God. Lord, it's all in your name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Y'all reach your hands out to Andrew. Let's pray for Andrew Meeks. The will and plan and purpose of God be done. The fire will continue to burn in him. Hallelujah. To reach this nation, nations of the world. Y'all pray for him right now. Come on. Lift your voice and pray for Andrew. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Another firebrand for you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bless my spiritual grandson tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I know that this nation is in good hands with these young people, these firebrands. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Another one of my spiritual grandsons, he has a prophecy tonight. He said, come here, Ross. Ross, prophesy. Give a prophetic word. What do you got here?
Father God, before anything else, Lord, I just pray right now that you would anoint my mind, Father. You would anoint my mouth right now, Father God, to speak your oracles right now, Father God. I release right now your glory in this place like never before. I just declare and decree over this church right now that it'll be a place that would nurture and growth the glory of God. And I just hear over this generation. I hear the sound of trumpet players. They're going to begin to release the sound of Christ coming. I just hear the Lord say over each young minister right now that God is literally igniting a fire, and the anointing oil will continue to burn it and burn it and burn it and burn it. And I thank you, Father God, for these young ministers going to dry places right now, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, that was spread in the name of Jesus. And I just declare right now, Father God, your oracles, your word, I just hear the Lord say right now that this is divine destiny. This is divine destiny. This is the year of divine destiny. The Lord spoke to me in January. The Lord said, son, this 2015 is the year of divine destiny. And I thank you, Father God, for acceleration and gifts, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for acceleration in the gifts, Lord. I thank you for acceleration in the promises that you've given them, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, that you're releasing your presence, your glory. I got a word for somebody real quick. Is that all right? In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this young lady right now, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, that you would release your plans and purposes. And I just hear the Lord say over you right now is that he's got it all taken care of. He's got it taken care of. That I just hear the Lord say over you is that it's been a bit of turbulence right now, but God is saying over you is that there's going to be smooth sailing ahead. I hear the Lord say gears are going to start going again. I hear the Lord say over you is that you're going to begin to see the dreams and the destiny that you've once dreamed with God come to fruition. And I just release that over you right now in the name of Jesus. You will sing, you will dance, you will sing of God's great love, you will dance upon the spiritual injustices over this generation, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that should be a woman of freedom in the name of Jesus. Father God, I release right now, Father God, over this generation. I thank you, Father God, that you would release your fire, your presence in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your peace. Father God, I release right now your glory over this place and glory invasion, Father God. You won't move unless we give you the permission, Father God. You are a gentleman, Father God, and I thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people, Father. I just hear the Lord say, it's not done. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. You're not done yet. Continue to fight. Father God, I release right now your glory over this place, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I just decree right now over Texas right now, Lord, that the Spanish community, Father God, would rise up right now in the name of Jesus. That the Spanish community, Father God, would release the sounds of heaven, Father God. Yo declaro tu presencia en este lugar, ahora, Señor. Más fuego, más pasión, más presencia. Yo declaro tu presencia. Celebramos tu presencia, Señor. Lord, we just celebrate your presence. We thank you, Father God, that you're going to release your fire. Light them up, Father God. Light them up, Father. We thank you, Father God, that this movement will be of one of unity, Father God. It will no longer be segregated. What the enemy's trying to do is try to segregate this movement, and I hear the Lord say over it, is I will bring unity. I will bring unity in this movement. I will bring unity, and I declare and I decree, and I break off any generational curses, Father God, and I decree your plans, your purpose, and your will for their lives, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for unity like never before. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Where's Phil King? He's written a song called Send Your Fire. Could you sing that? I just sensed the fire of the Holy Ghost. The first time I met Phil, I called him Philip the Evangelist. It was about 3 years ago when he was with Leland. We were in Houston ministering together. Hallelujah. I just believe the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Phil, I want you to sing it. Y'all reach out your hands to Ross. Ross Van Marini, Remedios. All right. Y'all, come on, y'all pray for him right now. The fire of God upon Ross. The fire of God upon this generation.
Send your fire today. We pray. Send your fire today. We pray. Burn in me.
Well, there you have some of the portion of the service last night, Austin Music and Prayer Gathering at Jubilee Christian Center. If you want more information about tonight, the final night, you can go to jubileeaustin.org, jubileeaustin.org. And great services featuring Leland leading worship, Phil King and others, as well as the young preachers. High school and college age students sharing their hearts. We'll have some more tomorrow of our sessions this week. Calling America back to God, calling America to pray. And we desperately need a revival in our nation. I'm believing for a revival in 1,000 cities. I'm believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders and who will lead prayer in 1,000 cities. And if you have a prayer group and you have not become a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, I encourage you to do exactly that. Would you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on 1,000 prayer leaders. If you already have a prayer group, you can just register and include your prayer group in the 1,000 prayer groups in America, praying for another spiritual awakening, praying for revival in 1,000 cities. And if you don't have a prayer group, but you believe that you're a prayer leader, you would like to have a prayer group, then you can do so by just going to a BPN. radio.com, 1,000 prayer leaders. You can click on that. And you get a prayer group together, praying at least once a week, and I'll send you each Monday, I will send you a list of prayer requests that you can lead, you can include in your prayer times. And we just have prayer leaders all across America. You can have let us know whether you have a private group. That means that you just have a group of people that are meeting privately. It's not a public gathering. And if it's a public gathering, then we will announce that and ask God to bless you. And so today I just want to pray over some prayer leaders and prayer groups. And I want you to join me asking God to give us 1,000 prayer groups. We have over 1,000 churches right now that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. We have over 700 cities, and but now we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders who will have prayer groups, either a private group or you will have a public group. So we're going to pray for some of you. We're going to pray for Evelyn Gastelum, who has a private prayer group in Downey, California. We pray right now for Marilyn Parker, who has a Facebook prayer group, Putnam Valley, New York. Ron Lester has a private prayer group in Tucson, Arizona. Melanie Proctor is leading a private prayer group in Rincon, Georgia. Rob Mays is leading prayer at Radiant Life in Cedar Hill, Texas. Why don't you just call these people's name in prayer and bless them? Georgia Peters has a prayer group at Chattooga Regional Nursing Home in Hiawassee, Georgia. Mel Rose is leading a Facebook prayer group in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dorothy Brooks has a private location in Garland, Texas. Why don't you call these people's names in prayer as we bless them? Anna Silverthorne is leading prayer at Crawford County Christian Center in Robinson, Illinois. Kelly Reed has a private location in Kansas City, Missouri. We bless all of these. Carolyn LeGrand has a private location in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Tom Luther is leading prayer at Family Worship Center in Columbia, Missouri. Henry Malone is leading prayer at Vision Life Ministries in Louisville, Texas. Eugene Bullard at Generation Pray in Archer City, Texas. Jack Mooring is leading prayer at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. Betsy Stanton, leading prayer at Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas. Cody Anderson, leading prayer at Faith Center Fellowship, Mino, Oklahoma. Deborah Farley at Accelerate Church in Amarillo, Texas. Gary Patterson at Great Grace Revival Ministries in Blairsville, Georgia. Art Evans at Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Lord, we pray for all of these prayer leaders and these prayer groups. We pray for Lawrence Neeson, who's leading a prayer Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Callie Hargraves, leading prayer at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. Rick Rapp has a prayer group at Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Judy Dodson at Temple Baptist Church, Burn, North Carolina. We pray for all of these. Polo De La Cruz at El Quintro Church in Topeka, Kansas. Chuck Pelham at New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. Jay Pike at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Brad Keller at Gateway Church, Bethel, Vermont. Tracy Johnson leading prayer, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Leading prayer at Saskatoon Christian Center. Cheryl Ortiz is leading a prayer group on Facebook in Manford, Oklahoma. Father, we pray for all of these prayer leaders today. Lisa Roberts-Hilton is leading prayer in College Station, Texas, home of Texas A&M. Becky Barton at Woman of the World, Winfield, Louisiana. Bustling Charles, leading prayer at River of Joy in Kampala, Uganda. Jennifer Nahavi has a private location, a private group in Miami Gardens, Florida. Father, we pray. We pray for these prayer groups all across America that are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I pray, Lord, that you would not only raise up prayer leaders, but you would raise up intercessors, men and women that would spend time in their prayer closets, travailing, praying, birthing prayers for a new beginning in America, for major changes in the realm of the Spirit. Would you come now? Would you awaken us, Lord? And we know that you promised in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Lord, we stand on the promises of 2 Chronicles 7:14, believing, Lord, believing for one more wave of revival to spread across this land. In Jesus' name. And Father, we call out in the name of the Lord that you would raise up young people that young people like that's been ministering on the broadcast today at Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. I pray, Lord, for an army of young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Junior high, high school, college students, even elementary students that would rise and begin to preach and proclaim and declare in the name of Jesus. 11th hour workers, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us a little more time, a little more daylight before the night falls, the curtain falls on our nation. Give us a little more daylight, a little more time. We intercede, we pray. We pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, that pastors and church leaders all across America will be a voice for righteousness, for godliness, for holiness. We'll speak the truth in love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. But we're also thankful, Lord, that you are calling people out of obscurity to call this nation to repentance. We are a backslidden people, and I pray that America will return to God. In Jesus' name, that America will return to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. One more night, would you come and join us? Young people will be preaching and praying, and Leland will be leading worship. It's going to be a great night. We invite you to come. And if you can't be there, we'll have some more of the services tomorrow. I'm so thankful that you are a part of Breakout Prayer Network. And if you would like to make a contribution, if you'd like to sow a seed into Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and going down to the bottom of the page and clicking the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And remember that if you would like to, mail a check, you can address that to Breakout Prayer Network. Make your check to Breakout Prayer Network and send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, and the zip is 78709, Austin, Texas. This broadcast coming from the capital city of Texas and Austin, Texas. I'm thankful that you've been praying with me, and you can hear this broadcast at this time tomorrow, or any time actually, 24 hours a day, because we are interceding for revival in this land, revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening. You have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.